Okay. Morning, Gemara. Today's daf is daf Samach. We started daf Nun Tes Amud Beis. Few lines from the bottom. We're discussing about that a Kohen can't read after a Kohen because of a chashash that one of them would be a Kohen. Same thing, a Levi can't read after a Levi. So the Gemara asks Ulaman, which people are in Choshe that they can be Mosi Laz on the Kohen, on the first Kohen, if a second Kohen comes up, there's a chashash that the first people say that the first Kohen is no good. So who are we worried about? Eli Yoshvin, if we're talking about the people who are sitting in the shul during the entire time of laning, Akuchazule, they're going to see that there were seven aliyahs, and that the Kohen counted as the first aliyah, and the first Kohen counted as the first ola, and therefore they didn't call a second guy to replace the first guy. He counted and called another guy afterwards, another Kohen, but the first guy counted, it was a good aliyah. See, but Ella, rather, what was the chashash for? Liyotzin, they were choshes for the people who leave. Unfortunately, in many places, there are people who get up during laning. Let me smile about it. People get up during laning and they leave and they don't come back for a certain amount of time. And they may not see the entire people leave even for not a kiddush club. They stop and leave. People and they won't see it. So they won't know that the first guy counted. And they, since these are the guys who leave, they're the late sim, they're the ones who are going to be motzi las. So for those people who leave, that's why we can't have a second Kohen called after a first Kohen, because they're going to be motzi laz on the first Kohen. So I guess they stay through Sheni, and then they leave. So Shokule b'nei Galilil Rabbi Chelbo. So the b'nei Galilil, people in Galilil, ask Rabbi Chelbo, Acharein, after the Kohen and Levi, after you have the Kohen and Levi come up, Mikorid, meaning what's the Seder? What's the order? It's Kohen, Levi, Yisrael, obviously. But is there an order of who should get the aliyah after the Kohen and Levi? So lo havi biyadei. Rav Chelbel didn't have the answer. So asu v'shayli Rav Yitzchak Nafka. They went to ask Rav Yitzchak Nafka. Rav Yitzchak Nafka responded, Achareyan korin talmidei chachamim hamunim parnasim ala tzibur. They asked the talmidei chachamim who are in charge of the tzibur. Yes, the gedolim get shlishi. V'achareyan, and after them, then you ask the people who are worthy of that status, but I guess aren't that status yet. And Rashi says, what's considered parnasim al tzibur? Right? Rashi says, the second Rashi, ruining the manos, tamir masechah Shabbos, eze hu tamil chachem sheroi limenoso paris al tzibur, kol sheshon also dvar halacha b'chol mokam va'omra. Guy's holding everywhere. You can ask him a dvar halacha anywhere, and he knows he can give you the answer anywhere. So that's the next two, and acharehen, and who comes after the people who were ro'i to be parnasim al tzibur? Acharehen b'nei talmid chachamim sh'avosein memunim parnasim al tzibur. The children of these people. So I saw it's the children, only if the children of people are good guys. You can be so mech on your father's coattails only if you're continuing in his derech. But if you're the guy's not a well-behaved individual, then that doesn't count. V'acharehen rosh kinasios v'cholam. And afterwards you get the people who are in charge of the shul and the chol adam and everybody else. So, what's aliyah is important. I mean, people always fight over shlishi, shishi, everything like that. So the Chasam Sofer says that from here, from our sugi, it's mashma that shlishi is very, very makovet aliyah, because it's Kohen Levi, and then the Talmid Chachamim, Munim al Tzibur, they're the ones who get shlishi. And the Torah in Yoredei, Siman Tov, says that Rabbeinu Tam would also get shlishi. He adds in even when he was an avil. Rabbeinu Tam would always get shlishi. So we saw the Bali Chen, which is the Bali Kabbalah, the Chassidim, and the Kabbalah, they say that Shishi is the most important. And they said because all the Aliyahs take after the Avos, like the Yishpiz and Avram, Yitzchak, Yaakov, and the sixth one is Yosef. So what's Yosef? So I heard that Yosef is because it's Yosef HaTzadik. So Shishi represents Sidkus, so that's why the Rebbe's like to get Shishi. And it's brought down in Ma'aseh Rav that the Gra would also get Shishi. And it's interesting. The Tashmix brings down a Rush who says that he would always take Chamishi. The Rush would take Chamishi because he felt that no one else wanted it. So he wanted to make Chamishi do a big thing. And no one else wanted it, he would take it. And what was the reason why they didn't want to take Chamishi? What was the reason why they didn't want to take Chamishi? Because Chamishi doesn't have a Ben Zug. What does that mean? Because Rishon Shlishi, Sheni Shishi, Shlishi. Chamishi doesn't have it works that way. Chamishi doesn't have a Ben Zug, whatever that means. Okay. Now, the Aruch HaShulchan, though, he speaks harshly. Aruch HaShulchan, we know, usually doesn't speak harshly, but when he does, it's, as Rabbi Rosner always said, it's kedai to listen. What was one Shal Shudas he said? He speaks harshly. A few of them he speaks harshly. What does he say? He says right away in Siman Kuf Lamed Vav Siman Beis, Vadavra Muvan She Eif Shalana Linhog Adina Gemara. We don't go like the din of the Gemara at all. She Ein Lanu Parnasim Bavasein Arabim. We don't have Parnasim. We don't have Amid Chachamim Shesom Dvar Alach V'Chamakim Omra. And he says, and this Mishnah Berurah says the same thing. V'Kosh Kein Keshemochin Es Alios. If you sell the Alios, Misha Kone Ole. Whoever buys it buys it. Mishnah Berurah says the same thing. That this whole list is only if you don't buy it. But if you buy it, whoever buys it, I wonder if that applies if someone buys Kohen, can he give it to a non-Kohen? I don't know. I saw a fight in the show about that once. So that's not a raya. But anyway, so the Aruch HaShulchan continues, right? Right? You can give it out as long as it's not a bizoyon. But then he also says, it's a big mitzvah, levatel mashu muchsak b'fi ha'almon, that seems to be established amongst many people, she'aliyah zo p'chusa ma'od, that one aliyah is not as important as the other aliyahs, v'chadome, u'misha yachal linhog asmo b'lalos b'torah, whoever wants to get an aliyah, if you can get an aliyah, you should get any aliyah, right? She'amachzikin oso v'habi mitzvah rabba, davosein rabba, v'harbi machlokas b'zeh, there's a lot of machlokas about who gets what aliyah and what not. And he says, Hashem Yirachem, Hashem should have mercy on us for these fights. Ube emes, ein lecho shtus gadol mizeh. There's nothing that's more silly than this. Shekol Torah achas, it's all one Torah. Ubracha achas, the ein ze ela maisis satan. The whole idea of getting shishi, shlishi, everything that according to Rosh Hashanah is a maisis satan. And really, any aliyah is just as covered as any other aliyah. That's why you also used to be that used to give the guy who had Hagba used to get maftir because people didn't want Hagba. Hagba is the most important thing. Get the whole Torah in your hands. Anyway, just common behavior is not necessarily appropriate behavior. Okay, Shochlu Le Bnei Galil. They sent another question. The Bnei Galil sent another question to Reb Chelbo. They sent to Reb Chelbo this question. Mahu Likros B'Chumashin Beis Knesses B'Tzibur. It's not talking about Arach Chumash that we had now. They used to do is they used to write with all the Dine Sefer Torah. They used to write the Chumashim. One for Brachos, one for Shmos, in order to learn from it, or to have. So it's not like Aruch Chumash, which isn't written Lishma. These were written Lishma. So he says, what's the din? Can I read with one of these Chumashim, right? Beis HaKnesses B'Tzibur, as to use it for laning. So lo havi biyade, again, he didn't know the answer. So asa shayli le Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha. They went again to Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha, and also below havi biyade. He didn't know either. So asa shayl be midrashas. They went to the Beis Medrash, and they posed the question to all the Talmidim in the Beis Medrash. Upashtua mina meha. And they answered it from here. The Amr of Shmuel, because Rav Shmuel bar Nachmeni, Amr of Yochanan, Sefer Torah sechaser yiriya achas ein korin ba. If you have a full Sefer Torah, but it's missing one column, they say you're not allowed to read from it. So too, they're going to say that by the Chumashim, it's missing four Chumashim. You can't read from it. So Gemara says, no, Belohi, that's not a proof. Hasam over there by the din of Rav Yochanan that you can't read if it's missing a column. Shemechzar b'milsei, it's supposed to have all of it and it's missing. But here, but hacha lo mechzer b'milsei. The chumash isn't missing anything; it has everything that was supposed to be in there. So maybe this written chumash, again, which is not a real chumash, but maybe this written klav chumash is appropriate to read from. So Rabbi Rav Yosef, the Amr Tavaya, they both say ain karim b'chumashim beis haknesses. We don't read the chumashim in shul mishum kavod tzibur. There's a kavod tzibur issue over here because if you don't have a full sefer Torah, it looks like the shul is poor and they're aniyim and they don't have what to do and it's not they don't have the resources and it's not kavod tzibur. So, first of all, the Gemara said that chasa yiriyah achas ain't korin bo. So a lot of Rishonim say and Rashba says it also nearly the yiriyah achas lav dafka. It's not lav dafka a whole column because afilu ksav echem yakav, even one letter is ma'akev. So there's a whole tumult in the Rishonim what it means yiriyah achas one. The Rashba says it has to be one letter because it's a Kavachom and Mitfilin. If one letter in Tfilin is possible, so then one letter in the Sefer Torah is possible. Question is, though, what about from these Chumashim? So the Gemara seemed to say that the only reason why you can't read these Chumashim that are written appropriately, you can't read from them, is because of Kavod HaTzibur. So the Rashba says, the Nira Li Lalacha, the Kavon Shekain, Kol Shalim, Ratzlo Chamisha Chumashim, if you have a full, complete set of a Chumash, a full Sefer Torah, I feel nimshu toyus be'echas menachom u'ashin kol she'enu kol b'osu chumish kol b'sharach u'ashin. If there's a mistake in Bereishis, you can still read in Sefer Vayikra. Because he's saying they're not ma'akiv zenzeh, because the only reason why you can't read from one, if it's only written one, is because of Kavod HaTzibur. But really, if you didn't, it's okay. So if you have a Sefer Torah, according to the Rashba, if you have a Sefer Torah that there's a mistake in Sefer Bereishis, and you're reading now, we're reading Parshas Kiseitzeh, we can still read it, because it's not a psul in the Sefer Torah. But you get the Bereishis, obviously, you can have to fix it. So halach l'maisa, we not. I don't know. I don't think that's a psak. I don't know, but it's just an interesting point from the Rashba. So the Rabbi Rav Yosef Amar Tarvayu, and there's another din from Rabbi and Rav Yosef. High sefer after rotzta. You have a sefer of haftoras. You know, people have the books of haftoras. Also the mikre beib Shabbos. You're not allowed to read those on Shabbos. Dilo nisan likotev, because they're not written. You're not supposed to write this way. You're supposed to write Nevi'im and Ksuvim, according to this, supposed to write that the whole idea of Torah Shabbat can't be written applies to Nevi'im and Ksuvim also. You're not allowed to write it this way, because it's not written to be the Kasev this way. It's supposed to be written in a full book. Therefore, you can't read from these Sefer HaTorahs on Shabbos. And not only that, Mar Bar Ravasi adds, L'tiltulei Nami Usser. It's Muksa on Shabbos, you're not allowed to touch them. Since they're not allowed to be written this way, so therefore not allowed to be read this way, therefore they're Muksa, and you can't be metal to them. My time, the Halo Chazin, the Mikribe, because it's Usser to read by them, and since it's Usser to use them, it's Muksa, and you can't touch them. But the Gemara says, no, Velohi, that's not the Halacha, but Shari Lemitutule, you're allowed to be metal to them, but Shari Lemikribe, and you're allowed to be Kore them. Mr. Brew and the post coming down that it's best to use a full Tanakh. We have a full Tanakh. It's best to use the first best thing to use is that they bring down. You should have a full cloth, but that most people don't. It's expensive. People don't use it. It's hard to read. Eis Lasso Shlashem. We'll get to that also a little later. That you can use it with a regular ksav. However, if you're going to be using the regular ksav, also it's best post coming down. It's best to use a full Tanakh, not to have the Sefer HaTorahs. But if you have a Sefer HaTorahs, it's fine. It's that's fine. Okay, not even Bidyev, it may just be that it's allowed. Right, Velohi, Shari, the Tutli, Vishari, the Mikri Bay. What's the proof that you're allowed to do that? You're allowed to, Dahar, Rabbi Yochanan, Rashim Ben Lakish, Ma'anya, Besifra, the Agadita, Beshabata. Right? They read Sifra Agadita on Shabbos, Vahal, Lo, Nitoni, Kosev. But Sifra Agadita is Torah Shabbat Peh, not supposed to be written down. Yet they read it on Shabbos. See that you, things that you're not supposed to be written down, they can't be written down, you can read it on Shabbos. Right? Ella, Kavan, the Lo Efshar, but what's the reason why they're allowed to read on Shabbos? Because it was low efshar, we couldn't read them at came the point in time where we couldn't learn things by heart anymore, right? So what happened? Came under low efshar, eight slash lashem, hefirusarusecha. So came to a time where it became roy to make the takana that you're allowed to write down Torah Shabbat Peh. So Rabbi Yochanan wrote down Torah Shabbat Peh, was allowed to use it, and v'hachanami. So too by the ksiva of the Sefer Rav Torahs, came under low efshar. Not every shul can have a whole Sefer Nevi'im. So they were matir to write on to use the Sifrei HaTorahs, because Eis Lasos Lashem Hefiru Torasecha. Since it became the Tzibur can't do it anymore, it becomes Eis Lasos applies. Now you're allowed to do it. You're allowed to use it. It's not Mukser, and you're allowed to be Metatalit. So this Mara here seems to say that the idea of Dvarim Shabaksav Yitarosh Elomar Bal Peh applies to Nevi'im Ksuvim. Happens to be a Machlokas. So Machlokas on Tosfos and Tmur and Daf Yudalid, Tosfos says that it doesn't apply to Nevi'im and Ksuvim, but the Rabbeinu Gershom there says, yeah, that even by Nevi'im and Ksuvim, it's the Dvarim Shel B'Ksav, Yitam Rashai Lamar Bal Peh applies to Nevi'im and Ksuvim as well. So if you have this idea of Dvarim Shel B'Ksav, Yitam Rashai Lamar Bal Peh, how do you daven? All our tefillos are psukim, and oftentimes we're not ma'ayin into the Siddur, and we don't look. So one answer is, so Zeinu Chanam, you have to daven from the Siddur. You can't say it Bal Peh. It's an Eitzah Tova to daven from the Siddur anyway. But Tosas and Tamura that we just said says that the issue doesn't apply to Nach, and most of the tefillos are psukim from Nevi'im and Ksuvim, so it's not an issue. Tosos again in Tamura also says, and the Grub brings it down, that it doesn't apply if you're not being motzi others. Right? If you're not just doing it for yourself, you're not being motzi others, you're not teaching others, then that doesn't apply. The Rav Yon, the Kobo say that it's an Eis Lasos, because not everyone can, at the time, I guess, not everyone can afford a sitter, so you can say it by Bal Peh. I don't know if that applies nowadays. Everyone here has multiple Sidurim in their homes, so maybe the Rav Yon, the Kobo wouldn't apply. The Ritva in Yom Adaptes says it only applies for a Kriya that's a Chovas HaTzibur. Right? So Kriya HaTorah is a Chovas HaTzibur, so that applies. Anything that's a Chovas HaTzibur, it applies, but if it's just for personal things, it doesn't apply to say about saying things about that. So the question over there is that for Chovas HaTzibur, what's the Chazaras HaShatz may require, according to the Shita, Chazaras HaShatz may require to be Ma'ayin in the Siddur because it's Chovas HaTzibur, especially according to the Rav Shita that it's Tfilas HaTzibur, maybe that would apply, that you need, that Tfilas HaTzibur would need a Siddur. And the Kobo brings down again that the Isser is only if you use the truck. if you use the nigun that's in the chumash or in the navi. So that may become an issue for those who have the minhag to say kriyashma with the trap. The chayadim brings down, you're supposed to say kriyashma with the trap. So maybe if the people say kriyashma with the trap, according to the sheet of the kolbo, you may have to make sure that you look your ma'ayin inside the siddur when you say the psukim. Okay. So the Gemara asks, Bayimine Abaye Me Rabba. Right. Abaye asks Rabba, Ma'a lichtov Megillah Litinok Lislamidba. Can we write one parsha from the Torah? Again, this is in the way they used to write, not the mass printed like we have now. Ma'a lichtov Megillah Litinok Lislamidba. To teach the kid. So Tibai Lamandamar Torah Megillah Nitna. Tibai Lamandamar Torah Chasuma Nitna. There's a machokas how the Gemara will talk about it. How the Torah was given. Was the Torah given Megillah Megillah, meaning piecemeal, each time something happened, it was written down? Or was it saved for later, and it was given all at the end? Chasuma didn't know everything was written at one time. So this question applies to whether you hold either sheet, though. Tibai lemand omer Torah Megillah Megillah didn't know, kevon de Megillah Megillah didn't know, kosvin. Since it was given Megillah Megillah, you can also write each parsha individually. O dilma kevon de idbak, since at the end it was all tied together, idbak, it was tied together. Now you no longer can separate them and write them separately. V'tibai lemand omer Torah chasuma didn't know, you can say, maybe even according to my Dharma says that Torah is given at one shot, so maybe Kevan Chasuma didn't know in Kosvin, since it was all given at once, you can't pull out one parsha. Ol Dilma Kevan de Lo Efshar, since it's not possible for everybody to write a full chumash, the full amount, Kasvinan, then maybe you can do it again because of Eis Laso Shlashem. So Amarle, Rabbi answered Abai, in Kosvin, you don't write parshios yichidos from the Torah, you don't write individual parshas from the Torah. Ma'atam, what's the reason? Lefisha in Kosvin, a little circular, but the reason is because it's given. He can't do it because once everything was tied together, since it was mudbak at the end, therefore you can't separate them and write them separately. So the Gemara asks, wait a second, Eisvei Abai Yasin on Rava, there's a Mishnah in Yoma and Daf Lezayin. It talks about all the things that Hilni Hamalka did. She did a lot of good things apparently. So Avhi Asa Tavla Shel Zaha But Sheparsha Sosa Ksuva Leah. She wrote this on this golden tablet, the whole parsha of Sota, so the Kohen can look at it and know what to write down. So she pulled out a parsha from the Torah. So Amar Rav Shimon Ben Lakish, Mishim Rav Yanai, Ba'alaf Beis. No, she didn't write the whole thing. She just wrote the Rashi Tevos. She wrote the Aleph Beis, the beginning of each pasuk that was written down. So the Gemara asks, Esvei, that can't be. Because it says, Kehushu Kosei, when the Kohen would write parsha Sota, Roa, he would look at the Tavla, V'Kosei Mashakosu V'Tavla, and he would write what's written in the Tavla. So it's only Aleph Beis, he's not writing what's written in the Tavla. So the Gemara says, Ema Kimasha Kasa B'Tavla. It should say, he wrote what looked like was written in the Tavla. I mean, it was just the hints. They had the Rashi Tevos, he was able to use that and to write. So the Gemara says, no, they ask again. Esve Kishihu Kosev, when he would write, Roa B'Tavla, he would write in the Tavla, he would look at the Tavla, but Kosev Masha Kasa B'Tavla, and he would write what's written on the Tavla, Mahu Kasa B'Tavla, and what was written in the Tavla, Im Shachav, Im Lo Shachav, that's Mash, but the full words were written in there, Im Shachav, Im Lo Shachav. So Gemara says, no, Hachem Ayaskinon B'Sei Rugin. No, they were written in shorthand, so to speak. Just like the first couple psukim in each couple words for each pasuk, that was written down. It wasn't written B'Shlemus. So since it wasn't written B'Shlemus, it wasn't as if the parasha was pulled out, and therefore it's not a question on on Rava's Shita that you cannot write the Chumashim separately. You can't write the Chumashim separately. About whether or not you can write. Whether or not you can write one parsha from the Torah, it's going to be, they can say, maybe it's a machlokas tanaim, kisanoi, because Brisa says, ein kosim megillah latinok lislamedba. You can't write one megillah, I mean one parsha, not like we have brishas, most of the parshios in the Torah, the way they're broken up, ein kosim megillah latinok lislamedba, to teach him, the imdaitu lahashlim, but if your das is to finish the entire chumash afterwards, then mutter, that's what Tanakhama says. Rabbi Huda says, no. Bechumish bereishis ador mabul. Betoros kahanim avayi beyom hashmini. What he means to say is that you can write full units. So from bereishis until dor mabul, that's a complete unit. You can do that. So you see that, and Toros kahanim is vayikra ad vayi beyom hashmini, that's the entire tzivah of the karbonos. It's one complete unit. So Rabbi Yehuda says that you can write. Said, pull out portions. Tanakhama says you can't, only if you're going to finish it. So it's a machlokas tanoim. Amar Rav Yochanan Mishum Rav Banoi. Here's the machlokas between Reish Lakish and Rav Yochanan, whether the Torah is Megillah Nitna or Chasuma Nitna. So Amar Rav Yochanan Mishum Rav Banoi, Torah Megillah Nitna. Torah was given, piecemeal, piece by piece. Right, Shenamar, as the Pasuk says in Tehillim, this is David Melech speaking, assuming David Melech speaking, it says, As Amarti, Hine Basi, Megillah, Sefer Kosov Alai. The word Megillah is used, so it's proof that it wasn't written in one spot. It was only written, first was Megillah's Bereishis, and then Megillah's Noach, and then the Megillah of Avraham. So David Melech is telling you that he was writing one of the Megillahs. Rav Shimon Malakish Omer Torah Chasuma Nitna. It was given completely. Shenemar Pasuk says in Devarim like Koach Sefer HaTorah Hazeh. You have to write. I think it's Hazeh is the pasuk. You write this Sefer HaTorah. Sefer implies a complete unit. So therefore, you see that it was written in one shot. I the Ida Chedami Haksiv LaKoach Has a Sefer Torah Hazeh. So Rabbi Yochanan, what do you do? It says LaKoach Has a Sefer Torah Hazeh. It says Sefer. So he says Ahul Levasid Itvak. No problem. It was Megillah Nitna. Then it was all put together at the end. That's when it became a Sefer. But before that, it was Megillah. The other guy, Reish Lakish, doesn't say the Megillah Sefer Kasev Alai, which implies a Megillah. How come he's saying it's Sefer? So he said, Ahu, the Chol Torah Kula Ikra Megillah. He goes, no, the entire Torah is called a Megillah. Don't bring me right that means Megillah Nitna. The Torah can be called a Megillah. The Ksiv, the Pasuk says in Zechariah Perakei, Pasuk Beis, Vayomer Elai Maya Taroa. The Malach asks Zechariah, what do you see? But Omer Ani Roeh Megillah Afa. I see the Megillah fly, which was the Torah. So you see, the entire Torah is called Megillah. So just because the pasuk calls it a Megillah doesn't mean it's talking about Megillah. No, it can still be a Sefer. Inami. Another way we can answer for Reish Lakish, he's like the Rabbi Levi. Like Rabbi Levi says, the Amar Rabbi Levi, Shmona Parshios Nemra Biyom Shehukam Bo Mishkan. When they were established, when they were making the Mishkan, 8 Parshios had to be said. Because they were none of the Yoma, and the Kohanim, and everyone had to know what was going on. So those were given separately. Yeah, the entire Torah was given in one shot, Reish Lakish said, right? Reish Lakish said it was Torah Chasuma Nitna, but bar from these 8. Because these 8 had to be written down now so everybody would know. So the Amar Rablevi Shmona Parshios, Nemru Biyom Shukam Mishkan, and what were they? The Elohein, Parshios Kohanim, that's the specific rules of the Kohanim, you need that. The Parshios Leviyim, and the rules of the Leviyim. Parshas Temeyim, and that's the parsha to bring down that's the parsha of Pesach Sheni, and this parsha had to be said because we had to send the Temeyim out of the Machane now because we now have the Mishkan is up. So they said, now that we're being sent out, how are we going to bring the Korban Pesach? So that parsha had to be said. Parsha Shluchah Temeyim, and also the parsha that teaches the three Machanos they had, in Machane Yisrael. Machane Yisrael, Leviyim, Shechina, and they have to set the Temeyim out. Uparshas Achremos, which is the parsha of the Avodas of Yom Kippurim, because that's the day that Nadav and Avihu died. So Nadav and Avihu died because they went into the Kodesh Kodashim. So the parsha of Yom Kippur to teach it, the only time you go into Kodesh Kodashim is Yom Kippur. That was taught that day as well. Parsha Shisu Yayin, the Hazhara that you can't come to the Mishkan, to do Avoda drunk. Because that also was established that day. Uparshas Neiros had the parsha of putting up the Neiros. It applies to that day. Uparshas Paraduma and the parsha of Daraduma, how to become to be Tara, the people. Again, we had the people who went out because who needed the Pesach Sheni had to become Tara was the parsha of Paraduma. So these things were written. These 8 parshas were written. So therefore, you can say, yeah, the Torah is given Megillah. For these 8 things, they were given Megillah. But really, in total, it was given as one unit. Chasuma Nitna. Mara continues. I'm not exactly sure how this works, but Amar Rav Lazar Torah Ro Biksav Umid Balpeh. Most of the laws are written in Torah Shabiksav, and Miut of the halachas were Balpeh. Shenemar Echtov Lo Rubi Torasi Kamo Zer Nechashavu. I will write most of my Torah, and you'll be like a Zer, like a Zar. It'll be foreign to you. What do you mean? Right, so maybe he's saying that Biksav means that you can be darshan from the Pesukim. You can do Gzeir Shavas, Kal Chomer, you can be darshan from them. Rav Yochanan Amar, you look at the Vayas, Chamisha Kum Shi Torah, and then Shasha Poskim is, yeah. Right, so that maybe that's the Machlokas. I think it says that.
What's he saying? Like, rooted in
the
Torah.
Being like the laws of the Dharma or we're
using the 13.
Right. So then he's saying the truism. Most of the Torah is the Darshan.
Right. I mean, that's what Rashi says. Rashi says, Robek Sav, Robek Torah, Tluya, the Midrash, Seksuvo, the Midrash, Bechal, Prak, Seir, Shav, the Sharmin, the Storm, the Rashi, Behen. But Mir Tabal Peh, Shein Remez Lumo, Lab, Batorah, El, Lemosha, Nemra, Al Peh. maybe he's talking about difference between things that we can learn out in halachas Moshe Sinai. They don't have, they aren't rooted. Rav Yochanan Amar, Rav Yochanan says the other way around. Rov al peh, most of the Torah is bal peh. Umiyot b'ksav, and the miyot is by ksav. They're obviously not arguing about actual facts. They bring down psukim. Right? So he says, miyot b'ksav, shenemar ki al pi hadvar ma'elab. On these things, and the finish the pasuk says, karati itcha bris v'es yisrael. Al pi hadvar, the oral things, the peh, that's the bris, the special bris on Torah Shabbat peh. Gemara says, Idach Nami, according to Rav Yochanan, Haksiv Echtov Lo Rubi Torasi. Why do you say every Moses Baal Peh? It says Echtov Rubi Torasi. So the Gemara says, Ahu Atmui Kamatme. Now that's the Lashon Derek Bitmia. It's a question. Klo Umar, what does it mean? Echtov Lo Rubi Torasi. If I'm going to write all my Torah, but Lo Kamo Zer Nechshavu, then you're going to become like a czar. Why? Because if everybody has access to the Torah, that's why they said it was an Avelis when they were in Targum. Now the Goyim had access to the Torah, so it comes foreign to us because everyone has access to it. So if we would write Torah Shabbat Peh also, you can't write it. If I write everything down, it's going to become, everyone has free access to it, and it's become like a czar to you. It's going to become foreign to you because it's not only yours; it belongs to everybody. The Idach according to Rabbi Lazar Nami Haksiv Ki Al Pi Advar Ma'ela. Right? It says Al Pi Advar Ma'ela, which is mashma that everything's Baal Peh. He says, "Hahu mishum diskifei leminu." It's very hard to learn, hard to understand. So you need a rebbe. Things are done by a baal peh. It's very hard to learn. So that's why it's considered baal peh. There still has to be discussions and things that are talked out. You can't just open the book and read it in the English and know it. You have to talk about it. You have to learn it. You have to be eyeing it. Darish Rabbi Yehuda Bar Nachmani, Rabbi Yehuda Bar Nachmani was Darish, Miturgam of Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish, he was the Miturgaman of Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish. Ksiv, the Pasuk says, Ksav Lechas Hadvar Me'ela. Right? Write down these words. That's Mashma that you have to write Torah. Uksiv Ki Alpi Dvar Me'ela. Then it says, Alpi Dvar Me'ela. Mashma the words of Torah Baal Peh. Haketzad. How could it's a steer Me'ela Bey? Is it written? Is it not written? So he says, here's the famous words. Dvarim shebiksav, things that are written biksav, iyata rashai lomar baal peh. You now say them baal peh. And the Rashba says that you can't write them down Torah baal peh, and you can't even learn from the written word when you had that halacha. You weren't allowed to learn from anything that was written down. So ksiv lechad, dvarim shebiksav, iyata rashai lomar baal peh. Dvarim shebaal peh, Torah shebaal peh, iyata rashai lomar biksav. You can't write them. You can't write them down. At the Bei Rabbi Shmuel Tana, they learned. Eila atakosev iya takosev alachos. It says Eila, you could draw Eila, the Torah, the Ksav, you can write down, but you can't write down halachos, you can't write Torah Shabbal Peh. Amar Rav Yochanan says, Lo karas HaKadosh Baruch Hu, bris im Yisrael, el b'shvil dvar Shabbal Peh. The special bris between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Klai Yisrael is on the Torah Shabbal Peh. Shene Amar, the Pasuk says, Ki al pi hadvarim ha'ela, the Torah Shabbal Peh, karasi itcha bris ves Yisrael. That's where I was koresh the bris between you and Yisrael. So there's a famous, what's the famous now, famous Rav Hutner, Pachad Yitzchak in Hanukkah. I think we've mentioned it before. Rav Rasa mentioned it a few times. The Rav Hutner is discussing why the whole story of Hanukkah is not really written anywhere. It's not in the Mishnah. Yes? There's only one mention of Hanukkah in the Mishnah, which someone is walking with their ox and they knock over the fire. Depends whether or not it's Hanukkah or not, and the candles are outside. Who's responsible? Really, it's really an oral holiday. It's Baal Peh. So he brings down. He says the Gemara. The reason why we said before the reason the special bris is by Torah Baal Peh because it's not translated. It's supposed to be translated. It's not translated. It's not. Someone raises the article. Torah Shabbat Peh was translated by the Shivim Zakenin, but Torah Shabbat Peh is not. And he says, Lo karas HaKadosh Baruch Hu bris im Yisrael el al divrei Torah Shabbat Peh bilvad, klomar kol bris kolel spesocha gam meniyash hashayachu shal kol eilu she'enam nechnasin l'metocha shal bris. The bris is also on the fact that no one else has it. It's only special. It's special to us. It's special to us. That's why, and that's why it's all things that are Dvarim Shabbat Peh, Yitai Rashi Lomar HaKsav. It's not that it's just like a special l'stam and iser. It's more. It's like a universal type thing. You can't write that down because the bris he brings out, the bris was koris even before Matan Torah. So it's a prerequisite to Matan Torah that you have this bris about Torah Shabbat Peh. That he says also nowadays that it was written down, but the Torah Shabbat Peh was written to Ksav in a Torah Shabbat Peh manner. Gemara and Medrash, they're very esoteric. It's very hard, unless you're trained, it's very hard. It's very hard to read. You have all these things. He says, Ki gamla acha shehutra ksivasa shal Torah sabapeh, when we shum eitz lasos, huchruchu liksova ulusajul ksiva, mikom akum, nevertheless, he shurim bishir yadua kadvarim shabapeh. They left him over at dvarim shabapeh. Like, you have to learn, because you have chisur mechsera, you have stamish nayas, you have things, they have rules that are very hard. It's written in a way that it doesn't read like a book. It reads like Torah shabapeh. You still need a Rebbe. You still need Torah Shebaal Peh in order to teach you. He says, because had the Isser just been that you're not allowed to write Torah Shebaal Peh, then once you had Eis Lasos, you can't speak Kasha on the Pachik. It's like, once you have Eis Lasos, then you can write it down. So he says, it goes back to the beginning, it says that's why Chanukah is written Baal Peh, because that was the fight between the Yevonim and the Misyadim and the Jews, whether Torah Shebaal Peh, whether it's only Torah Shebaal Ksav, whether it's a specialness to Klal Yisrael, and if so, it's the first maimer in Pachad Yitzchak on Chanukah.
What was from that codified halacha, like the Yad HaChazaka, the Shulchan Aruch? Is that in a sense, because now it's not written in a Torah Shebaal Peh way, now it's in a clear order, easy to understand.
Right, so maybe that was some of the arguments with it. Maybe that, I mean, it wasn't, you know, when the Rambam wrote it, people weren't, even the Shulchan Aruch people didn't accept it. The Yamsul Shlomo is very, gets upset about the way the Shulchan Aruch is written.
The Rambam wrote halachas aleph and gimel, that was a Christian way of writing law, and it was also a problem. They didn't like that either.
Really? Yeah. With the Justinian, that's how they used to write it.
Write a chapter in law like that.
Yeah. Okay. Fine. And the Gemara now says that they used to leave the Erev. The Mishnah said that they would leave the Erev in one house. They wouldn't change from where the Erev Chatzeiros was put. They wouldn't move it to another house. Mishnah said, Ma'arvin b'vayis yashon b'nei darchei shalom. Because of darchei shalom. So my taima, Gemara says, what's the reason for this takana? Meaning what darchei shalom, what fight would break out if you would move the Erev from one house to another house? So first the Gemara says, Ilim mishum kavod. Maybe it's because of the kavod of Baal HaBayis, that you can't move it from his house. So it says, no, it can't be because of kavod, because we see in a different place where they would move something all the time. Vaha hahushipura, there was the shofar that they used to blow on Erev Shabbos, which I guess is the raya for the really, really loud horn that blows in Flappish. Hahushipura, dahave mekara bei Rabbi Yehuda, originally was in the house of Rabbi Yehuda, lubasov bei Rab, then we'll go to the house of Rab, lubasov bei Rabbi Yosef, then the house of Rabbi Yosef, lubasov bei Abaye, lubasov bei Rab. We used to move from house to house. After they were nifter, move for somebody else. But they weren't closest to the kavod of the house. You moved it to a different house. So it's not just to move something is not an issue of kavod. Ella, what's the reason why you can't change the makom of the Erev? Mishum chashada, because of the chshad. What's the chshad? It's a machlokas Rashi and Tosos. Rashi says the chshad is that people are used to the Erev being in a particular house. And if it's not there, then they're going to assume that no Erev was made. And they're going to say that everybody else is carrying without an Erev. And that's going to be, you know, maybe in Yavid, if there's people accusing other people of carrying without an Erev, it's not Darkei Shalom. It causes rifts in neighborhoods. You can have three or four Erevim in a neighborhood. Still, it causes rifts in the neighborhood. Tosos Dimas and Choshada, Paris Rabbeinu Tam, right? Shelo Yomru Mipnei Achshad Shechoshtim Oso Ligno Pashal Erev. There will be Choshid of Alabayis that he ate the Erev, that he took it, and he was a Ganda, that he stole it. That's the Achshad. I don't know what the lumbus is behind that machlokas, but the machlokas is what the chshad is. But the point is, you have to bring the chshad can't just be stam chshad; it has to be a chshad that brings out katata because the takana is because of darkei shalom. So you have to come up with something that's going to make that there are going to be fights.
Who knows? This highlights the difference between chshad and mar zayin.
Okay.
Chshad is more that someone else is doing something.
Okay.
Mar zayin is easily doing it.
You may do that. You're going to think it's right. And you're going to do that. Oh, very good. The next case, right? Bor shukar v'ama. What happened was you have a cistern or a pit that's close to the stream, to the water, right? That gets filled up first, but they darkei shalom because of darkei shalom. So the Gemara is now going to bring a machlokas amaroyim on this thing. Itmar, send the base managers. Bnei Nahara, you know, the people who live near a river, okay? They're upstream and downstream. Other people I heard said that it's the river that flows down a mountain. So you have people on the top and on the bottom. So Bnei Nahara. Rav Amar Tatoi Shosumai Beresha. Rav says that the people downstream, the people who are lower down, that the water flows to them naturally, the water flows there and ends by them, they can get the water first, they can use the water first to irrigate their fields. It's very Lemaisa talking about water rights. It's all over. Water rights here's a source. Ushmul Amar Eloi. And Shmuel says, no, the Elyonin, the people who are on top first, What? Water rights. No, no pun intended. Shmuel Amar Eloi, Shmuel Amar Eloi, Shasu Mai Bereisha. That the people on top, the ones who are closer to the source, they're the ones who can take the water first. Gemara explains the machlokas. Bidim Mezal, if we're talking about a nahar that's going straight in its course, it's not being diverted in any way. Kuli Amalo Pligi, no one argues that what? Kuli Amalo Pligi, that according to everybody, anyone can take. If you just go into the regular flow of the water, you can go in and you can be dola and you can take your water, and if you're not diverting it, whoever, it doesn't matter. You can go take the water wherever it is. Right? Tosfos says that you can go in even if it's a small river, and if the people on top take first, there's going to be no water left for the bottom. Doesn't matter. The water's going in its course. You can put a stick in your bucket, and you can take the water. There's no machlokas there. Kli pligi, where's the machlokas? B'miskar v'ashkuye, where the upper people want to divert the water and to tilt it to come to their fields, because I guess there's not enough water to get to the fields. They want to divert the water, and they want to make it come to their fields. So they're going to change the natural course of the river. So Shmuel Amar Eloi Shosumai Bereisha, the Amri Anan Mikravin Tvei. Shmuel says the top guys can do that because they're closer to it. It's their rights that they're closer to it. They can divert it and they can use it. The Rav Amar, Rav says, no, Tatoi Shosumai Bereisha. Why? The Amri Nahara Kepashti Lesil. Rav says, no, the bottom ones can get it first because you have to follow the natural course of the river. Natural course of the river, that it comes to us, or the stream, it comes to us, so you can't divert it. So that's the Machlokas. So Gemara says, Tanan, we learned in our Mishnah, Bor HaKarav La'ama, right? Mismala Rishom Eidarachay Shalom. That what happens? You have the bore close to a stream. The first guy can fill up because of Darkei Shalom to get rid of all these fights. So that's Muchach like Shmuel, who says that the Baal Sodas El Yonim can take it. So therefore, how can you say, how can you have this Machlokas? Our Mishnah is a clear raya to Shmuel. Upstream can get first, just like upstream can fill their bore first. They can divert the water. So Targum Shmuel Liba the Rav. So Shmuel answered for Rav in this case. Intellectual honesty. It's not a kasha on my bar plukta. But Amma HaMisalechas Al Piboro. We're talking about a pit. Not that he dug it. The Rashba explains here that the pit pre-existed the flow of the river. And what happens? It's Amma HaMisalechas Al Piboro. So the water, in its natural course, it fills by itself the bore. It fills by itself. So in that case, you don't have to divert the water at all. That's why it's kodem. The bottom ones can't say to them, you have to close up that pit. It has to be, and that's why our Mishnah is not a raya to Shmuel. So ihachi, if that's the case, the Gemara says that our Mishnah deals with the case with the water that Maila Memro. What's the Mishnah coming to be mechadish to us? It's pashut. If the water is going according to its natural course, and part of the natural course is to fill up a pit next to a guy's field that according to the Rashba pre-existed the water going there, meaning he didn't dig the pit to divert it. So then, what's the chiddush? So Maila the Tema. So the Gemara says you would have said Matzi Amrulei Savar Miskar Ashke Behinza. You would have thought that they should say the body because they cover up the pit and let the water run all the way down, go over your water, so it can come to us first. So Kamash Malan, when the Mishnah is teaching us that you can't say that, the Baal HaBor Rishon can fill up his pit, and therefore that's the Darkei Shalom, to avoid the flight, to avoid the fights. In that case, you can keep it up, but you can keep it open, but it's not a raya to Rav or Shmuel either way. And the Gemara says, what's the halacha? Amar Avuna bar Tachlifa, hashtad lo itmar halacha, lo kamar, below kamar. Since the halacha is not nifsak either one or the other, called elam gvar. Whatever, whoever wants to do for himself, whether the yonim or the tachtonim, they can take it. The Truma Sadeshan points out that this is not the typical application of called elam gvar. Called elam gvar means whoever is stronger can go take it. Called elam gvar usually works out usually we've seen above mitzvahs when the facts of the case aren't clear. And the Gemara doesn't, and the Dayanim don't know which way to paskin. They're not going to paskin because maybe another fact will come out and they're going to be wrong. So kol de'el mingvar. But here, it's not the facts of the case that are missing. We don't know what the halacha. Usually, when we don't know what the halacha, we say yachloku. So the Chumash says ein hachanami. He's supposed to say yachloku, but how do you do yachloku here? Half the water. He says it's impossible to do yachloku. So therefore, you go to kol de'el mingvar, and whoever wants it, whoever can get it first, gets it. But again, it's not the typical application of kol de'el mingvar. The Rashba asks. I doesn't understand why the halacha is called the Ongvar. We know the halacha is, we have machlokas between Rav and Shmuel. What's the machlokas? We have a machlokas between Rav and Shmuel. Then the machlokas goes by Shmuel, by Dini, right? Machlokas by Rav, by Yisurin, and pass like Rav by Yisurin, by Shmuel, by Dinim. This is the Dini Mamonos, we should paskin like Shmuel. So why don't we paskin like Shmuel? So they bring a couple answers. He says, maybe because, Tosa says maybe because the Svar of Rav makes sense. But the Rashba brings down, it could be that this man, the Amr, and the Gemara doesn't hold of that din, of that we hold like Shmuel by Dinim. So the Rashba says, if that's the case, we who do hold like the halacha like of Shmuel by Dinim should pass like Shmuel when it comes to this case. He's mesupak, whether that's true or not. Rav Shimi bar Ashi also the kaimi de Abaye. Okay, Rav Shimi bar Ashi came to Abaye, but Amr le losin marba idna. Let me sit. Let me learn with you. I want to learn with you b'chavrusa. So Amr le isli idina lididi. I'm sorry, I can't. I have a zman kavua where I learn, and I can't learn with you b'chavrusa at that time. So he says v'losin marba leila. So learn with me at night. You know, we'll learn at night. Not during the day. We'll learn at night. Amr le isli mai lashkuye. No, I have to go and irrigate my fields with the water. I can't do it at that time. Whatever, I have to work. I can't learn at that time. Amr Lei, Rav Shimi says to him, Ana mashikna lei lamar maya biyamama. You know what? You learn during the day, so I'm going to go during the day, and I'll water your fields. Then you'll have time free for me at night, and I'll go learn with you. I'll go learn with you at night. He really wanted to learn with Abaye. It's good chavrusa. So velosam mar b'leila, and we'll learn at night. So Amr Lei, Abaye says back to him, L'chai, okay, fine, that's wonderful. You're going to do that for me. We'll learn. If you could take care of my work issues, then we'll go learn at night. So he says, Azuli Ilai. So what does this Rav Shimi do? He goes to the top guys. So Amr Lehu, and he says to them, Tatoy Shosumai Bereisha. The luckily that the bottom ones can drink first. And the assumption here is that Abaye's field wasn't somewhere in the middle. It wasn't the top, wasn't the bottom. So he tells the top guys, you can't drink more. You can't take first. The luckily that the bottom guys have to get first. Then he goes to the bottom ones. But Amr Lehu, Elish Shasumai Bereisha. You can't. The top guys are going to take first. So they're going to take before it gets down to you. Adahachi. In the meantime, Sakar Misker. In the meantime, he stopped the river in the middle, and all the water came to him. Va'ashke, and it fed him, and it watered Abaye's field. He got an amazing abundance of crops. He got all the water because the Havamina was. It's the Havamina was. He's saying the Kol Del Engvar. So maybe Kol Del Engvar. I can do what I want. I can go. So, but Abaye wasn't too happy. He asked the comedy Abaye, when he came to Abaye, he told him what happened. Amar lei, kivei trei avtali. You can't do that. It's hard to disaster. You can't hold like both. You can't hold like boats. Right? So, lo tamino Abaye le peri hishaita at shata. And so Abaye didn't want to eat from these fruits the entire year. Because he wanted to show everybody that it wasn't done according to what, to the way he wanted. If it's cold down in Var, maybe, I don't know. I guess you can't be a Ramay. You can't do that. You just go and get it first. So Abaye didn't want to be towing from the fruits because he didn't want people to think that he agreed to what Rashimi by Rashi did.
Okay.
What? Doesn't say. I don't know. Would you want him to stay as a Chavrusa? Maybe the guy's got a good cup. Maybe you want him to be a Chavrusa. Have a good day.